Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, have you ever wanted a Star Wars themed wedding? It's the thing to R2-D2. A game of Thrones wedding or just a simple pagan wedding. An alternative wedding fair is taking place in Croke Park this week and promises that any sort of wedding you want, you can have. Fiona Forkin, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Nice to talk to you. You're the creator of Wicked Weddings.
I am.
Ireland's first ever alternative wedding fair.
That's it.
So, you know, the way the world is going, you know, there's a whole generation of people who aren't that interested in a Catholic church wedding, as you know.
We may be Catholics or, you know, Protestants. It really doesn't matter what religion. But if you're not a churchgoer, why would you get married in a church?
Yeah, there's a bit of hypocrisy for a lot of people. Yeah. Like, because they want to, or it's the done thing. And, you know, some people baptise and christen their kids and do it just because to get into the school or just because everyone else does it.
Exactly.
So you've decided to... Well, let's talk about the classic wedding. What do you see as the classic wedding? Because this is you're doing the alternative to the classic. So what's the classic?
A classic wedding is a white church wedding or a white civil wedding. So it's literally, you're appeasing your aunts and your uncles and your grannies and your mum and everybody else.
Yeah.
So you're not bringing your personality into it. So even though they are beautiful weddings, I've been to a lot of them. My own was a classic wedding.
Okay.
It is, I had a quirky twist to it, but it is your white dress, suits, and you go to the church, you get married, and then you go to a reception afterwards.
Simple as you'd expect it would be happening.
Yeah.
So you decided, enough of all that, enough of those meringues and those aunties and uncles you don't want there.
It's not just me that decided that. There was a trend going there for a couple of years, but it's not a trend anymore. We're all looking towards Pinterest and, you know, the UK and America, and, you know, people are stepping outside of the box and they're wanting to do it that little bit different. So a lot of people want to do it now here in Ireland as well, but they just... The suppliers, well, you wouldn't necessarily find them at a hotel wedding fair or, you know, some of the other bigger wedding fairs.
So what can people expect at this alternative wedding expo?
Well, it is the Alice in Wonderland of wedding shows.
Oh, lovely.
So
nice.
So it's Mad Hatters and glamping and everything like that is what you'll find at it. We have the team of Alice in Wonderland running right through the whole venue for the whole entire weekend. So imagination is definitely not needed because we are bringing the fantasy to reality.
So just for people who are wondering about Alice in Wonderland, like what's the vibe with when they walk in the door, what are they going to see?
Giant teacups, indoor, outdoor gardens, mushrooms, Mad Hatters. All our staff are dressed up as characters from Alice in Wonderland. Our vendors are quirky as well.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the minute you walk in, you're going to feel that you're transported into another dimension.
Another dimension. I like it. So, what are the stalls or what happens? Because I've never been to a wedding fair, so I don't really know how these things work.
Have you not? Well,
no.
You'll have to come this weekend,
yeah,
won't you?
Yeah, definitely. First in the queue.
There you go. What can you expect? Well, our magazine partner is Confetti, so they will be a big presence there. But we have Irish designers and Irish businesses, such as Claire Garvey is one of our Irish designers, and Mark Garvey Milnery. And we have a suit that fits, so they're a tailor suit company. They're absolutely amazing. We have one of our photographers. He's a photographer videographer, and he I know you're into the Star Wars and everything like that,
yeah.
But one of his little tricks is that he has a guy in a suit and it's totally lit up, so it's literally something that's after coming out of Star Wars. And he has smoke machines and everything on him, and it comes out he comes out and dances with the guests at any wedding.
Okay.
And it's all videos, and he has a video on him and a camera on him and everything like that. So it's kind of very intense, but catching you off off point, really. He does underwater photography as well, which I found quite cute, considering Ireland is freezing. But he does do the underwater photography as well. We have different styles. We have rockabilly. We have your vintage dresses.
But tell me about the rockabilly. I love the rockabilly look. To what sort of are you talking about the outfits, or are you talking about the theme?
Outfits and teams. A couple of our exhibitors are prop companies, and they, such as my wedding occasion, Dress My Wedding, and any theme you want, she will provide for you. We have the candy carts that go right from the rockabilly right or true, and the themes run right through that. And then we have the clothing as well. So your rockabilly dresses, your suits, your anything you want, everything.
What about tattoos? Are they featuring in this?
Yes.
In what way?
We have a fantastic tattoo company coming, and they do both tattoos, laser removals and body piercings, and they're actually going to be able to do tattoos and some sort of laser removal at the show as well.
Oh, so if you want to get rid of the, maybe you're getting married for the second time, so you need to get rid of the first tattoo.
Yes.
And get a fresh one.
And get a new one. Exactly.
Okay, and people probably go for matching tattoos before they get married. I mean, that's probably common, tattooing being so popular these days.
That's it, yeah. No, yeah. There's all different sorts of tattoos. I've seen the, I don't know if you've seen pictures on the internet, such as avocados. So one has one half and the other has the other half.
All right, I have that.
It's a little bit different to yin and yang, you know, but it's you put the two together, they fit perfectly.
Do people really want a Star Trek or a gangster wedding or a Game of Thrones, or is that just sort of thrown out there for a laugh?
No, it's not a laugh. It's actually coming really popular that you have your team. So if you're quirky, you want to bring your quirky personality into it. If you're into the Game of Thrones, why not have elements of Game of Thrones in your wedding?
Yes. Could you do a West Wing wedding where everyone walk and talk up the aisle and just go really quickly?
Yes, exactly.
The music, the theme music playing, going up the aisle. That'd be funny. Venue-wise, where are you kind of, what are the quirkier sort of venues?
Oh, we have a really, really quirky venue called Rock Farm. They're a glamping site. They're part of Slane Castle. Mm. So you could have your whole entire wedding over in Slane Castle.
That's nice.
And then go glamping afterwards. So have a bit of a festival theme going there.
Yeah.
And then we have the Royals Hotel down in Valentia Island. So you basically have the island to yourself for a weekend.
It sounds like a more interesting wedding than the classic one, let's face it.
Yeah, but it's open to everybody, Ryan. It's not just for, you know, the weird and wonderful people, as some people describe them. It's for everybody. So if you want to have your white dress wedding, but you want to have a quirky element
to it.
Exactly,
like, I see what you mean.
You know, you can have that. Like I said myself, I had a white classic wedding, but my wedding cake had a geisha on it. So as we were going to Japan for our honeymoon, into it.
Well done.
And then we had teams running with the flowers and stuff like that. So I had my quirky elements in it.
Good.
Just back then, you couldn't have your weddings in the venues themselves. Nowadays, you can. So anything is possible. If you dream it, you can do it. Everything is possible.
Yeah,
so.
I like your style. Okay. Well, look, it's Wicked Weddings this Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Tickets are £10 per person, and you can get that on the door, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. Where do we say it is? Where is it on?
Croke Park.
Very good. Okay.
Well, now, we have something really quirky over the weekend.
Yeah.
We have four real pagan weddings as well.
What does that mean?
So four couples are actually getting married at Wicked Weddings. So that's a first. No other wedding show has ever had actual weddings at it.
Who can officiate at a pagan wedding?
It's the Celtic Druid Temple that are officiating at our show.
So basically, somebody looks like Mick Wallace.
No.
Come on.
No, it's just their beliefs are different to ours.
No,
and
I know. I'm only joking. You know.
Don't be so mean to them.
Don't be so mean to the Druids. Some of my best friends are Druids. I've drank in the Druids' chair. I know Druids.
Good. So you're definitely going to have to come now.
I am actually intrigued by the expo you're doing, because I love the sound of it. It's just that you're talking my language, you know.
Well, so. I'm a Trekkie by heart.
Are you?
Yes.
Which one, like, of all the...
the really old ones.
The classic, the Shatner.
The classic, William Shatner, all of them. I've grown up with them, and they're just something. My kids are into them now. And Marvel, everything like that. So,
well, then
I know a lot of people have actually had Marvel-themed weddings in Ireland as well. So they would either have Marvel magazines cut into flowers, flowers, and a little bit of, you know, they might have shoes that are a little bit different. You never know what goes on under a bride's dress, by the way. They could have the white dress and an absolutely quirky pair of shoes like I have.
A pair of shoes? Jeez, I didn't wear
I know. Keeping it politically correct.
Yes. Do you know what I saw? I'd love it. If I wore t-shirts, which is sometimes, very rarely, but if I do, it's the Adventure Time t-shirt of... You know, Finn and Jake, they do a faded one.
Yeah, I do. I have four kids as well, Ryan.
Yeah, you know the score.
I know the score.
But I'd probably bump into you in Forbidden Planet sometimes, would I? Would you be there?
I was only there the other day.
Yeah, I thought you might be.
My kids do drag me in there as well. So anytime we're in town, it's definitely a one-stop for
us. Be sure to tap me on the shoulder next time so I'll say hello to you.
Will do. Well, you have to come this weekend and just give me a shout and we'll bring you into the VIP lounge. Which
the
is
VIP
really
lounge?
Exclusive. Yes. It's gangster team, and there's so much you get with a VIP.
I'll say, as I say to my kids, we'll see. But time permitting, Fiona, it's lovely to talk to you, and good luck with the expo. Sounds great.
Thanks a million, Ryan.
If I don't see you, enjoy.
You never know. We'll have them again and again. We're definitely planning on having more of them.
Sounds good.
We have a little surprise up our sleeve for brides and grooms this weekend.
Okay.
Something that they can look forward to for next year. We're doing we're going to run a competition afterwards, a little competition for the four couples, where they can actually win a real legal wedding next year.
Oh, that sounds
fully
good.
Fully paid for. Yeah.
That's worth a few quid, no doubt.
Oh, it is. I'm not going to mention figures, but it's worth a nice bit of money.
Sounds good. Fiona, best luck with it all.
Thanks a million, Ryan. See you soon.
Bye.